to taking orders from a mere frail female.
One eye appeared to be glaring at Trader, and the other directly at Ryan. Neither of them spoke, while the Sekhmen remained silent and sullen in the background.
I know this land. I have hunted all game from bears to cougar. I am in charge of this group. Is that absolutely clear?
Trader simply nodded his agreement.
I guess so.
Gibson was to take the eastern trail, Buford the center, and Ellis in the west. They agreed to meet at the small lake by 3. It would begin to get dark a couple of hours after that, so time was somewhat of the essence for them all.
Anyone finds the grizzly or recent spore, fire 2 space shots in the air. Rest of us will come running. Good luck.
Wolves.
Too far away to bother us. They're off near the Narrows to the mainland.
They sounded like they were less than a couple of miles away.
Ryan put his head to one side, closing his eye, concentrating on listening. One of the Sekhmen bent over.
You, shut the fuck up.
Thea Gibson pointed a bony forefinger at Trader.
Watch your language, Outlander. You aren't lying with your filthy whores now.
Nope. Damn shame, too.
Shut up, both of you.
Yeah, there it is again. Definitely only a mile or so away. Sounds like a hunting pack to me.
I have read research that there is no evidence whatsoever throughout history of wolves voluntarily hunting human beings.
I've been attacked by hunting wolves. So has Ryan.
That's right.
Well, we have ample firepower, assuming that you are capable of using your firearms. 8 guns should be enough to hold off a few scrawny dogs.
Unless it's a muni pack. Then a war wag and a few cases of implodes and frag grenades would come in handy.
Despite the handicap of his stick, Ladro Buford led his group along the narrow trail that ran down the center of a steep valley, sparsely wooded on both flanks. It was far more rocky than any other section of Acadia Park, with a number of narrow streams flowing fast among the frost-riven boulders.
We shall be at the rendezvous in good time.
This the easiest of the 3 routes?
Yes, I believe so. There are very few places where we are likely to come unexpectedly upon our prey. To the east of us, where Ellison is heading, the trail is more hazardous.
What about the other side, where my father is? Is that dangerous?
No, possibly. In a couple of places, most certainly.
In the third group, Jack was feeling the cold, aware of the threatening weather that was looming from the far north. The wind was rising, blowing the lying snow into deeper and deeper drifts, some of them already deeper than a man's shoulder. He moved forward, passing Abe, who was struggling over an icy patch, catching up with a powerfully built Sek boss.
Why not hunt tomorrow?
Why? I want to ask you a question first. There's been a lot of argument about this back at the base. When you bleed, what color's your blood? I say it's white.
I say better wait until you see it.
Right enough, Outlander. Now, are you thinking about aborting the mission?
Didn't start until noon. Gonna have to really move to get back to the Institute by dock.
Fair comment, Outlander Lauren. But Crichton decided, and what Crichton decides gets done.
Or else what?
Or things can become terminally unpleasant. And unpleasantly terminal.
There had been a serious avalanche in the past that now blocked Ryan's group. From the weathering and the plant growth, it had probably happened at least 10 or 15 years earlier. A slab of the hillside, 100 yards long and 50 yards high, had fallen away, tumbling into a heap of lichen-dappled rocks and scree. The group detoured above it, following what looked like some kind of animal trail. Sleet stung their faces and dropped visibility to a handful of yards.
Gibson?
What is it now?
This is no longer good weather for hunting a big muty grizzly in her cub.
I see. And what is it good weather for?
Suicide.
You're quite direct, aren't you? The fact is that Professor Crichton has ordered this hunt, and we will keep going.
What is it?
You wouldn't get the joke, honey. It's just that most of the hospitals in the old pre-dark days were notorious for keeping people waiting for hours on uncomfortable benches and long corridors. And here we are, 100 years or so down the line, in the heart of Deathlands, sitting on an uncomfortable bench in a long hospital corridor, being kept waiting for hours. Nothing really changes.
I guess not. I wonder how the guys are getting on with their hunt. The last time I looked out the window, the snow seemed to be getting worse again.
Listen, since there doesn't look to be any white coats here, and a lot of the sec men have gone off after the grizzly, this could be a good time to try and do a little scouting of my own.
It could cause trouble if you get caught.
Then I'll just say how sorry I am that I got lost. I've never been very good at finding my way around places. I got a headache, and I went back to my quarters to lie down, and I didn't want anybody to come along and disturb me.
Okay, but take care.
Of course. And remember what I said about this examination? Under no circumstances let them give you an injection or take anything to eat or drink.
My mother didn't raise me to take no shit from no white coats.
Just watch them, that's all. See you later.
Mildred waved her hand and disappeared along the passage through one of the innumerable pairs of double swing doors. The sky clamped down like a dark, malevolent god, tipping a blizzard of snow down across that part of Maine. Visibility dropped to less than 10 paces. One of the sec men slipped on a patch of slick ice. He fell into the whiteout on the left. Trader reacted with lightning speed, stooping and grabbing at the straps of the man's pack, hauling him back from the brink of the ravine and probable death. The sec man, clearly shaken, nodded in grateful appreciation to Trader, then trudged ahead to catch up to Thea Gibson.
You're sure we're on the right track, Professor Gibson?
I have hunted here for many years, thank you, Brunner. I can find my way around this region blindfolded. I know precisely where we are. The trail will shortly begin to drop down, and then we'll be at Witch Hole Palm. Just concentrate on doing your job, which is to carry the supplies and be ready to open fire if we are attacked.
The woman leaned in close to Brunner's ear.
Remember what happened to Ellison, Brunner, and he was one of the lucky ones.
Ryan moved to walk closely by his old chief.
I don't feel this track starting to go back down toward any lake, do you?
No, we're climbing up. I reckon that we're starting to move in a half circle away to the east.
You think we should tell the white coat lady that we're heading back?
Trader grinned at him, ice hanging from his eyebrows, frosting the stubble on his chin.
Why don't you go tell her, good buddy? I don't know why, but she hasn't taken a real shine to me.
Buford gathered his hunting party around him. They were near the ruins of some kind of shelter, with 3 walls standing, offering a little protection against the rising wind and driving, blinding snow.
The way this weather's clamped down, we're in far more danger from a grizzly than a grizzly is from us. It could be less than 50 feet away and we wouldn't know it. We have the blaster power, but not if it charges. That would give us less than 2 seconds to open fire and stop it. A big muty bear, like you say it is, won't just check and turn tail with a couple of charges of buckshot peppering it. More than likely, it'll just warm it up some.
Yes, agreed. Let's turn back right now and head for hot showers and warm food. The rest of them have no doubt done the same already.
Ellison grimaced as snow slipped down the gap at the back of his collar.
Damn! Reckon we've gone far enough here. We haven't heard any shots, so I figure the other 2 groups have likely turned back to the Institute already. Professors aren't known for bearing up to hardship.
Woman, white coat, looks like she swallows razor blades for breakfast. Hardship falls off her like water off a duck's ass.
I reckon there's something to that, kid.
Don't call me kid, Ellison.
Ellis's finger was loose, close to the trigger of his Mossberg. He sized Jack up. The slightly built youth was standing relaxed, his right hand out of sight, somewhere close to the small of his back. A concealed knife was what hopped immediately into Ellison's mind.
Sorry, Outlander Lauren. Do you agree about the idea of us turning back now? Or do you want a fine, muty grizzly's head as a trophy for your wall?
Let's turn back!
Jack moved his hand very slowly away from the taped hilt of one of his hidden leaf-bladed throwing knives.
Yeah,